Ion's Wicked Lesson by Salamando. Frank shifted his weight nervously as he crouched down among the trees. Over the course of the last 2 months, he had diligently worked to track the movements of a certain superheroine who had become the object of his desires. Ever since she had saved him 3 months ago from getting eaten by a cyborg Tyrannosaurus Rex with laser beam eyes, she had haunted Frank's dreams every night. He imagined tracking her down to her home, her opening the door, then gasping as he shoved her against the wall and kissed her passionately. In his fantasies, he would then either bend her over the kitchen counter and fuck her from behind, or he would push her to her knees and fuck her mouth. Of course, when push came to shove, they were just fantasies, and if they ever really met in person again, Frank would probably be too nervous to do little more than try to mumble out a greeting and stare bashfully at his feet. Being very aware of this, Frank had decided to do the next best thing. Be a creepy stalker. And so, here he was, sitting in the small wooded area just outside the backyard of a cozy-looking two-story house where he had calculated his hero lived when she was off-duty. He had parked his car a few blocks away and snuck into the woods by coming through the backyard of an abandoned property. The woods went right up to the backyard of his hero's abode, and he even found a nice little nook between the trees where he could sit down while staying pretty well hidden. He seemed to be in luck. Not having any idea when she might show up, he was fully prepared to make this an all-day, possibly multiple-trip endeavor. However, he apparently only had to wait an hour. He heard something rustle through the canopy a dozen yards away, and then heard something like footsteps. Suddenly, she just materialized before his eyes. His jaw dropped and he almost jumped right out of his hiding spot, but he managed to keep himself under control. Taking a deep but quiet as possible breath, he watched as she walked towards her backyard. Her name was Ion, and it was said that she could control all forms of energy, from light to electricity to fire to even radiation. She had flown into the woods while invisible so that no one could track her. That had been a tough trick to crack. Frank had had to narrow down her possible location by triangulating her flight path before going invisible, narrowing her location down to a few neighborhoods, and eliminating the possibilities from there. It had been a huge pain in the ass, but it was definitely worth it. She was stunning as ever. Somewhat petite, she stood barely over 5 feet tall with a fit, well-toned body, not unlike a swimmer or runner's figure. She had a modest bust, but still had enough curve to excite any red-blooded man. Frank noticed she'd cut her hair since last they met, and it hung down just past her shoulders. It was nearly golden in color, and the sunlight gave it a beautiful shine. Her eyes, that Frank could tell, appeared to be almost silvery. She looked somewhat disheveled and a little dirty, her blue and white costume ripped in a few places. Clearly her work had roughed her up a bit, but somehow Frank found this made her even more stunning. As he raised his digital camera to take a few quick snapshots, he imagined himself peeling the costume off her by tearing it away at the ripped parts. He had noticed a rip right along her abdomen. Frank imagined slipping his fingers into that tear and pulling down. His cock hardened almost instantly, and he let out a heavy breath. He took the first picture. Ion was halfway across the yard before she noticed that she was being watched. Her last battle had been pretty fierce, even with assistance from her allies, and all she wanted to do was come home, take a hot shower, and read a book, or watch some TV, or, hell, just take a nap. She'd gotten so used to her routine of invisibly coming home and the privacy of the trees around her house that she didn't even pay much attention when her electrosenses picked up the bioelectric aura of someone at the edge of the tree line. She almost paused and turned around, but thought better of it and entered her house as normal. Then, once she was inside, she went to a part of the house that had no windows, turned invisible again, and walked out the front door. She then flew up and over her house and hovered near the roof. Shifting her vision to thermographic, she instantly spotted the person spying on her, and floated down until she was hovering in the air right behind him. Frank frowned, wishing she'd have lingered a bit more outside, but he figured she was probably wanting to just go crash in her house. Well, he knew where she lived now, and he could always come back later. He'd gotten a few good pictures of her backside and profile, and that would have to do for now. He stood and stretched, pocketing his camera. He briefly considered that he could probably sell these pics for a decent amount of money, but nah. He didn't want to ruin her life. "You know you're breaking several trespassing and invasion of privacy laws, don't you?" came a feminine voice right behind him. Frank let out a soft cry as he leaped back and whirled, his eyes roaming crazily for the source of the voice. Suddenly, Ion materialized into view, not 3 feet in front of him. She had her arms crossed and was giving him a stern look, hovering a couple feet off the ground so that he had to look up at her, despite the fact that he was actually a foot taller. "Oh my God," Frank gasped. Ion floated down a bit so they were eye level. "So who sent you? Some enemy of mine? Or are you paparazzi?" She didn't quite look mad yet, but her expression showed she would not tolerate any attempts to weasel out of this.
Just a fan," Frank said shakily.
His heart was racing not just from being surprised, but just how close she was. Two paths of thought fought for attention in his mind. One was that she was even more stunningly gorgeous this close. The other was that she was a master of energy, and she could burn him to a crisp with a mere wave of her hand.
"Please, I'm sorry. I just admire you a lot, and
Ion studied him carefully, reading his vital signs. She checked his body heat and bioelectric signals, watching his pulse and heartbeat. He didn't seem to be lying, but it was hard to tell due to how clearly nervous he was. Then she noticed the heat blooming from his lower half, and glanced down. Her eyes widened a bit as her thermographic vision revealed his penis, hard and glowing with heat. As Frank tried to calm down, she looked up and smirked knowingly. "Ah," she said, "a pervert."
"What? No, I just, stuttered Frank.
"Oh, so what were you doing taking pictures of me with your dick about to rip out of your pants?" said Ion, her tone calm and matter-of-fact. Frank just hung his head, face red with shame.
I'm sorry. I just wanted to,
snap a few pictures of me, then go home and jerk off to them," Ion said.
"Great.
Not enough some of my allies and teammates hit on me in the heat of battle. Now I can't even come home and relax without some wanker showing up to shoot his load on my lawn." Ion paused.
"Hey, you look kind of familiar. Have we met before?"
"Yeah, you saved my life. The T-Rex cyborg thing," said Frank.
His breath had returned mostly to normal, but something about this whole situation kept him excited, and his dick refused to go down. Ion thought a moment, then snapped her fingers with an aha. She nodded.
"That's right, I yanked you out of the way before it could step on you.
I remember now." She shook her head.
"Wow, way to show your appreciation. Let me guess, you've been dreaming about me ever since. You know, at least the other perverts have the decency to offer to show me their gratitude in person so that I might at least get something out of it myself. You're just being a selfish prick."
"I'm sorry. I won't do this again."
Ion watched his heartbeat flutter a bit. He was lying. She sighed.
"I've had a rough day, Frank. I don't appreciate this kind of bullshit. I should just call the cops and have you arrested, even though I have other ways of punishing you."
She thought for a moment, and a wicked idea came to her.
"All right, Frank. How about this? I'll cut you a deal.
Either I call the cops, and they take you to prison, and trust me, you will get locked up, no chance for bail or parole. Or I can punish you personally." Frank swallowed hard.
What does your sort of punishment entail?"
"You'll find out if you pick it," said Ion. Frank thought hard. He did not want to go to prison. On the other hand, despite what his libido told him, it was very likely her idea of punishment was not a mere spanking. Still, she was a superheroine, right? It wasn't like she was going to castrate him. Hell, she was probably going to make him do some kind of community service.
"All right," said Frank. I'll take your punishment."
"Good," said Ion. She flicked out a finger, and suddenly a thin rope of electrical energy leaped out of her fingertip and struck Frank square in the crotch. Frank yelped and jumped back. The line of electrical energy continued to connect his crotch to her finger, jolting him with stimulation. It wasn't really painful, but it was very intense, like nothing Frank had ever felt before. He tried to grab his crotch, but electric shocks forced his hands away. Ion finally touched down to the ground as Frank dropped to his knees. His cock was straining at full hardness now as the energy coursed through him, stimulating him with incredible intensity.
"Strip," said Ion.
Frank, gasping, gave her a shocked look.
What?
He yelped as the electric stimulation briefly rose to a painful intensity.
"I said strip," said Ion.
"Now." Gritting his teeth and shaking, Frank pulled his clothes off as quickly as he could. He leaned against a tree for support as he stood naked before her. She maintained the line of energy the whole time, and now that his cock was free, he could see a persistent arc of electricity looped around the base of him, around the ridge of the penis head, and around the base of his balls.
"Come along," said Ion.
She turned and started walking towards the house. Frank felt a physical tug on his cock as she tugged on the leash of energy. He stumbled forward, the stimulation shooting jolts of sensation through his body, making walking difficult. He fell to his knees several times, and Ion waited patiently for him to get back up, hiding a smirk as she watched his dick flop comically. When she let him in the house, Frank dropped to his hands and knees again. This time, Ion severed the energy leash, releasing it from her fingertip. However, the electrical arcs remained around Frank's cock. Frank let out a quaky groan as the sensations began to grow distinctly pleasurable.
"Have a seat, Frank," said Ion.
She watched him struggle to his feet and stumble into the sitting room, where he collapsed onto her recliner.
He leaned back and began to gasp heavily, his cock beginning to jerk excitedly. Ion smirked and said, "If you come on my furniture or carpet, I will burn your penis off."
Frank's eyes went wide with panic. He couldn't stop himself. The stimulation was too much, and the rush of excitement from this scenario had yanked the rug out from any willpower he might have mustered. Desperately, he looked around and saw an empty glass on the coffee table. He practically threw himself to the floor, brought the edge of the glass to the head of his penis, just as his first shot escaped. He exploded into the glass, launching spurt after spurt of cum into it until he was spent, then set the glass to the side and rolled onto his back. Unfortunately, the stimulation didn't cease, and now the pleasurable jolts became pure sensual torture on his oversensitive genitals.
"Oh, Jesus, stop, please," gasped Frank.
Ion just smirked and chuckled.
"I have to go shower and change," she said. "Don't make a mess." She left him to writhe on her floor, and she took her time stripping out of her costume and getting washed up. She came back down 30 minutes later, having made herself invisible again. She quietly entered the room and sat down on the couch to watch Frank. He was curled into a fetal position on the floor, whimpering and crying, his cock still being jolted with electrical sensations. He had clearly come a few more times, as the glass now had a very sizable amount of semen collected, at least enough to fill a shot glass. Maybe two. He probably had nothing left to give now. She finally ceased the stimulation to his cock, dissipating the electrical loops with a wave of her hand. It took a while for Frank to stop shaking. Wincing, he rolled into a sitting position, gingerly cupping himself. His dick was sore, though amazingly there didn't seem to be any actual damage. He had just been very thoroughly wrung out. He pushed himself back up onto the recliner and collapsed back onto it, exhausted. Ion stood and quietly walked over to the side of his chair, still invisible. She studied him closely, watching his penis shrink down and his breathing get under control. It took several moments, but Frank finally managed to get calm enough to take stock of the situation.
"Crazy fucking bitch," he said, sounding breathless.
He started to try and stand back up, but suddenly he felt something push him back down to the chair. Just as suddenly, bands of light appeared around his wrists, ankles, thighs, head, and chest, becoming solid. They secured him in place, his legs spread, his arms locked to the armrests, and his head held back.
"You're in serious trouble as it is, without resorting to name-calling," said Ion, right into his ear.
Frank let out a cry of surprise and jerked in his bonds. His eyes flicked to the side, but he could see nothing.
"Just show yourself," he said.
"Nope," said Ion, still speaking softly in his ear. "I'm naked right now, and you haven't earned the right to see me."
Frank's jaw worked.
"Oh my God," he said breathlessly.
Ion reached down and tenderly cupped Frank's testicles. She let electrical energy flow from her hand into him, and Frank let out a yelp. His cock, despite its exhaustion, became erect once more, causing Frank to whimper as the sore muscle stretched back into place. Ion read the flow of energy and tweaked the bioelectric signals in his nerves to take the pain away.
"I'd forgotten how easy it was to wear out a normal person with that trick," said Ion.
"My last couple lovers were all superhuman, you see. I could wrap their cocks in those electric bands for hours, and it was just a pleasant foreplay for them, till I decided to quit fooling around, of course."
Frank shuddered as the stimulation filled him with intense physical pleasure. However, now that his sexual high had been so thoroughly drained by his earlier torrent of orgasms, this pleasure no longer sent his head spinning with lust. Rather, it frightened him with its intensity. He found himself trying to fight it, trying to will his cock down and ignore the sensations, but his body wouldn't listen. Through her energy powers, Ion controlled his genitals with surgical precision. The intensity only doubled when she placed the palm of her other hand on the head of his penis, creating an electrical loop that ran the whole length of his sex. Frank tried to thrash, but the bonds held fast, and all he could do was gasp and cry out.
"What's wrong?" said Ion. "Poor little wanker can't handle a little foreplay. Honey, this is nothing. I'm actually having to really hold myself back here so I don't fry your dick off."
Stop it,"
said Frank, despite the fact that it felt pleasurable, the sensation was far too intense. His cock flexed crazily between Ion's hands, but he was too spent to achieve another orgasm.
Ion said, "Come on, you haven't even been inside me yet. You want to play pervert with a superhero, you better be willing to go above and beyond."
"Please, I'm sorry.
Ion let go of him and stood back. Frank jerked and twitched for a moment, but finally his body calmed down and he sagged back into his seat. His eyes drooped and his jaw hung slack as he breathed heavily.
"You," he gasped, "why are you doing this?"
"Would you rather go to prison? That option's still available."
"No, I mean, why are you torturing me like this? Superheroes don't act this way."
Ion shrugged, though Frank couldn't see her do it. Sometimes, you know, you just get tired of being a goody-two-shoes. Sometimes when someone does something wrong, you want to do more than just lock them up. You want to really throw their shit back in their face. With supervillains, I can beat them up, or blast them, or wreck their shit at least. A little stalker pervert like you, though, what am I to do? Call the cops, throw you in jail, where you can obsess about me and stroke yourself to dirty little thoughts of what you'll do to me in revenge when you get out? Here's the thing, Frank. I had a rough day. Hell, I've had a rough week. I've been shot, stabbed, thrown through a building, dogpiled by ninjas, stepped on by a giant robot, all within the last 4 days. I finally get a few days' leave. I get to go home to my nice, comfortable, relaxing house, where I can just be me and wind down for a few days. Guess what I don't expect, much less want, to see when I come home? Someone, who owes me their life, by the way, creeping about in my backyard with a camera and a stiffy. I'm sorry, gasped Frank. Please, I really am. Too bad, said Ion, because now I'm all worked up, and I'm about to take a week's worth of frustration out on you. Ion pulled back the lever of the recliner, forcing Frank's legs up. She pushed the back down, and Frank was now lying almost flat along the outstretched chair. Ion climbed up onto the chair, and crouched with her pussy hovering a mere inch over Frank's semi-hard member. So, Frank, ever had angry sex? Frank's eyes widened, and he shook his head. He looked before him, knowing she was crouched over him from how the cushion shifted under her weight, but still she would not reveal herself. Ion leaned forward, and he could feel what was unmistakably her nipples lightly brush against his naked chest. Her breath was hot against his ear again. I hear it's not all it's cracked up to be, but I guess we'll find out now, huh? With that, she let visible arcs of electricity leap from her invisible pussy to dance along the length of his cock. He instantly hardened again, and he let out a yelp. Before he could protest, another band of energy solidified over his mouth, gagging him. Ion let him writhe in his bonds beneath her while she jolted his cock with electrical stimulation. She reached down to rub herself a bit, spreading her moisture over her lips. Then she slid forward, lowered, and slid back. Frank entered her easily. He screamed through his gag. The stimulation reached a point where pleasure and pain blurred. Entering Ion was like entering an electroshock sheath. It was like every nerve in his organ was hooked up to a separate electric stimulation device, and all of them were cranked to full power. Ion moaned softly as she rocked her hips, sliding up and down. The energy coursing through her vaginal walls was torment for him, but pure pleasure for her. His penis did little more than provide a bit of friction and organic heat. It was pleasant, but not nearly enough on its own to satisfy. She practically masturbated herself with her own energies, stimulating her clit and G-spot even as she rode Frank vigorously, thrilled more by the act than what little stimulation his mundane penis could provide her. 10 orgasms later, Ion finally climbed off of Frank and collapsed onto her couch. She released his bonds with another wave of her hand, but he'd long since gone unconscious. After waiting a good 10 minutes to recover, she went upstairs, cleaned up, and dressed, finally making herself visible again. Right as she came down the stairs, Frank started to come too. "Lesson learned, I take it," said Ion. Frank swallowed hard and nodded. Ion pointed to the door. "Then get the fuck out of here," she said. Frank, wincing with every step, did exactly that. Frank came away from the night's events a changed man. For one thing, he determined that he would never stalk anyone ever again. For another, he discovered that nothing seemed to satisfy him sexually anymore unless he was using an electrosex device.